Un incendio difícil de traducir. Cuando nos azota catástrofe, we picture ourselves somewhere else. This tends to dull the pain. The water's warm as we settle in, pero no hay ni luz ni gas. We pretend the frequent explosions are our passionate emotions, and we send ourselves on errands to buy bread on the bread lines. Pero no hay pan ni para hornear ni para comer. Each new day, something old is missing. Algo que queríamos, algo que teníamos. Something we believed we knew, but we were sorely mistaken. Phones don't work, and radios no longer transmitted. It's just a little static. Luego nada. El frío entra más y más adentro, espantando al calor. The cold, strangling heat from our house's rafters. And the generator overheats, sparks of fire devouring the photos of the myths of our youth. Hops between termite-gnawed beams, gorges itself on the wood, on the paint and curling plastic que construimos con nuestro propio esfuerzo durante tantos años. Nothing can counter this blaze. So instead, nos abrimos las bocas y soplamos. Luego lo tragamos. We drape rugs over the flames, search in vain for expired extinguishers we forgot to renew. Lo único que nos queda es huirnos. So we grab what we can, holding each other's hands, and leap into something new.